I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. A mostly sunny sky in store for us today. We may see a few showers and thunderstorms this afternoon into this evening. Look for a high of 92 degrees. Two court hearings this week could shape the future of Illinois' budget impasse. Attorney General Lisa Madigan will ask appellate judges today to overturn a lower court ruling that's allowed state employees to continue being paid. Tomorrow, a coalition of social service providers will ask a trial judge to make sure they get paid as well. The case involving state employee pay is being heard today in Mount Vernon. The human service providers will go before a St. Clair County judge tomorrow. The SIUC community has the opportunity to meet two more potential campus leaders this week as additional finalists for the chancellor's position are in Carbondale. Fisk University Provost and Vice President Rodney Scott Hanley and Carlo Montemagno of the University of Alberta are visiting the campus for interviews and meetings today and tomorrow. At a special meeting last month, SIU Trustees Board Chair Randall Thomas says there was some confusion in the recommendation from the campus during the original search, so trustees want to directly interview the remaining finalists plus these two more.
Has taken the recommendations from the search committee to the president. We've got it, and now we want to own it by interviewing.
Four finalists visited SIUC last month. Oakland University President George Hind and interim SIUC Chancellor Brad Caldwell remain in the pool. Trustees say they hope to have a decision on a new campus CEO later this month. There are many ways to track the toll of the state's nearly two-year budget standoff. One public university campuses, one of the numbers is the job cuts. David Mercer has more.
Since the state last had a budget in 2015, those dozen campuses have cut their payrolls by about 2,400 through layoffs and attrition. No school has been hit harder than Eastern Illinois University in Charleston.
We've cut about 440 positions from the university.
That's Paul McCann, Eastern's Vice President of Business Affairs. He says some employees now have to do more than one job. Spokeswoman Ray Goldsmith says Southern Illinois University in Carbondale has laid off 86 people and cut another 313 positions. Many are maintenance related.
What you're likely to see there behind the scenes is it's going to take longer to get things done if something's broken, if something needs to be fixed.
Only Illinois State University and the University of Illinois have not laid off employees, but they have about 500 unfilled jobs between them. I'm David Mercer.
A mother and father accused in Illinois of concealing the death of a child whose body was found in a garage in the Metro East have made separate court appearances in Las Vegas. Elizabeth Odell Quate told a judge on Monday that she won't fight her return in custody to Belleville to face a felony charge. In another courtroom, a judge postponed Jason Quate's arraignment on felony child abuse charges until Friday. A prosecutor says other charges might be added by then. We'll see a sunny sky today and a chance of showers and thunderstorms by this afternoon. High 92. I'm Jennifer Fuller.